This morning, the Confederate battle flag will be removed from the South Carolina State House grounds and moved to a museum down the street. The flag has been the subject of intense debate over the last few weeks following the shooting deaths of 9 people at a historically black church in Charleston. In Columbia yesterday, people stopped by to celebrate and to lament the flag's last full day outside of the Capitol. WFAE's Duncan McFadden reports.
Despite the heat, people milled around taking in the scene. Cars occasionally blew their horns as they passed, and a man sat in the shade singing patriotic songs.
Oh, but ain't that America, something to see. Ain't that America, home of the free, babe.
Most people were excited, but not all.
Very sad day for me, and a very sad day for history.
Beth Phillips tilts her head up to look at the flag as she takes photos on her phone.
Well, they're taking down the flag, and I wanted to be here on the last day so I could share it with my grandchildren, for them, for the future.
Even after the Charleston shootings, after the arguments and debates over what this flag stands for, Phillips and others see it as an important symbol.
I'm sorry for what happened in Charleston, but it doesn't mean that we hate anyone. It's just part of our heritage.
Laura Suber, meanwhile, brought her 3 grandchildren to see the flag.
Well, today is a historical moment, and I want them to learn and see history in motion just as it is.
Shortly after 4 p.m., Governor Nikki Haley signed a bill into law that removes the flag from the State House grounds.
We will see the Confederate flag come down. We are a state that believes in tradition. We're a state that believes in history. We're a state that believes in respect. So we will bring it down with dignity, and we will make sure that it is put in its rightful place.
And the people gathered outside of the State House celebrated. The South Carolina Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum will not say what they plan to do with the flag, or even whether it's going to be on display. But if curators do decide to put it out, it would be alongside artifacts from throughout American history, from the Revolution to present day. Letters, guns, and ammunition, and a number of Confederate battle flags. Museum curator Joe Long points out a red wall where some of them hang in glass frames.
These are all flags that we put out for the 150th anniversary of the end of the war. And so we have 3 regimental flags. They've been damaged in battle.
Late yesterday, police began partitioning areas on the Capitol grounds where crowds can stand and watch as the Confederate flag is taken down, folded up, and sent down the street to take its place with other Civil War era banners. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Columbia.